safe wherever you are listening to America tonight. Still snow in some areas like Philadelphia. When it's all said and done, man, they may have 100 feet. The snow season truly was the blizzard that was in 2010 and tailing off from 2009. Washington supposedly is going to get some snow, too, but we're not here to talk about the weather, at least not that kind of weather. How about the weather in D.C. when it comes to politics? Boy, there are some people very nervous about these upcoming elections, and with Senator Bi, of course, stepping aside, that just raises the awareness that much more. How many openings are there going to be as one by one a lot of the Democrats are falling to the wayside? It'll be interesting to see the numbers as they shake out the tail end of this year in November after those elections. Also, what's happening to Toyota? Sadly, some of the plants are closing for a couple of days due to some of the blunders. And we wish our friends in Kentucky listening the best, in Georgetown, all those fabulous people who call America tonight, many of the times when they're driving home from their shifts. From what I understand, in a quick call down there, it's 4 days, and then everybody bounces back. But 4 days can take a little chunk out of the old paycheck. So Toyota now has to turn over all the recall documents, and lawsuits are starting to pile up. What does it all mean? We're going to go there. Plus, the nutty woman, and nutty doesn't even do it justice, I'll call her the nutty professor. She was looking for tenure. She goes to a meeting, shoots 3 professors, wounds 3 others. Turns out she had an incredible background that University of Alabama never even looked at. And she should have been charged all the way back to the death of her brother. And the police are saying, well, geez, we missed a few things in that investigation. Sadly, see what happens? You fast forward a couple of decades, and the woman finally loses it again and ends up killing 3 innocent people and severely wounding 3 others. Again, the way people are vetted in academics, because I have several friends that have gone through this process, I mean, it's unbelievable, the hoops. The 2 people I know, one is in Orlando and the other one's at Harvard, and both of them, I mean, it's like every rock in their life was turned over. The only other person that's close to me that's gone through a process like that is a cousin of mine that works for one of the aeronautical companies. And, you know, he said it was like being grilled almost, and he was joking, but of course said it was almost like being waterboarded. So that's why I'm not going to name the company. But anyway, how could they have missed this? I just don't understand. In fact, that was my blunder of the day. If you go to americatonight.net, you'll see it there. If you click on it, I've got a list of blunders throughout the past, I don't know, 8, 9 months that we'll throw up every single week. So we'll dive a little bit further into that also here in this first hour. Plus, global warming. We mentioned it last night from the UK, the big shocker, Dr. Phil Jones in the BBC interview. Some of the things that he dropped about global warming, if I were to paraphrase, pretty much he was saying that a lot of it was exaggerated and specifically went through processes. So we're going to talk to Dr. Cal Beisner about that from the Cornwall Alliance. As you know, he went to Copenhagen and was there for the big summit meeting where nothing came out of that. But he'll talk to us now about where this thing is headed, because it certainly looks like global warming legislation is in a big thaw at this point. Big, 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 big one. With the revelations by Dr. Jones and a few other things that have happened as well. So we're going to jump on that in another 10 minutes or so. But right here from the get-go, not global warming, but what happened with President Obama today, committing more money to nuclear power. How about that? We have been screaming about nuclear power, and what about offshore drilling when everybody is worried about the future of energy and what are we going to do and why are we relying so much on foreign oil? And environmentalists want a lot of those platforms shut down, so nobody was treading in that. I shouldn't say nobody, but this administration anyway certainly they weren't going to tread in that direction. Now they've done a complete 180, and the president is committing $8 billion, I think it is, to what now is going to become nuclear power, to two plants. It might be, yeah, it's $8 billion, to two plants that they're developing in Georgia. Wow. The GOP, this is what they've been screaming about all along, and plenty of people who would be considered centrist Democrats or looking at other alternatives to energy have talked about nuclear power, but always shut down. Dangerous, not where we want to go. My goodness, look what's happened in other places. And in everybody's heads, it's the nuclear reactor and what could possibly go wrong. It's not what's happening in France and how they're harnessing nuclear power and really pretty much 85% even at this point of their homes are powered by it. It was people just didn't make that. They didn't make the leap to what you could do with nuclear power, what it really could be used for. And now this is, as I said, in a completely different direction as the president is renewing the nuclear commitment. I guess I wasn't stunned because we knew this was coming, but that kind of money in the federal loan guarantee for the construction of the first, because it'll be the first nuclear power plant in the United States in three decades. I mean, everything else was on mothballs. This is a huge move in a much different direction. And also jumping on the whole idea of comprehensive energy legislation. So still leaning toward, okay, the cost of the carbon pollution of fossil fuels, giving utility companies more incentives to cleaner nuclear fuel, all that kind of stuff was thrown out there. But again, the specific thing is, in announcing this loan guarantee, that is a huge difference. That's a big win for nuclear power. And I think it's a smart, smart, smart decision. Once you get going in that direction, there's so much you can do with that kind of energy, with the rising costs, with so much that's happened with electricity and the scream to go green, go green, go green. But let's face it, it's not realistic that we're going to get there anytime soon in a manner that's, one, fast enough and that people can afford. So this nuclear way is pretty interesting, and I think you're going to see more. I think you're going to see more of these plants probably pop up. So the proposed budget proposal, anyway, for 2011 adds $36 billion in those new federal loan guarantees, and some of it would go toward this construction of this plant in Burke County, Georgia. It just enormous. Wonder how fast they can get it up. That's what I want to know. And like I said, the Republicans have to be dancing in the aisles. I mean, this is pretty bipartisan. However, the environmentalists must be fuming. Imagine what Greenpeace is thinking at this point. All right, Cal Beisner joining us on the flip side here on ATN.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Last show here on America Tonight, the whole global warming fallacy. It's starting to really, pardon the phrase, but melt apart, if you will. We're seeing it happen. And we've talked about it a lot on this show. We've had tons of scientists on. We've talked to a lot of different people who have different points of view about just even the word global warming. And one of our favorite guests is Dr. Cal Beisner from, of course, the Cornwall Alliance. Remember, he was in Copenhagen and was so kind to speak with us a few days afterwards and give us the skinny on all the hot air that was coming out of that gigantic meeting. And I think this interview that Dr. Phil Jones did with the BBC is just another big chunk in the whole idea that global warming is nothing more than a means for people to make money on the big scare. Once again, Cal, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Kate, thanks very much. Glad to be back with you.
You heard what I had to say there, and we've talked about this here on my show for a long time. I mean, really trying to examine it, really being open-minded, talking to all kinds of different people. And when it comes down to the brass tactics of it all, the information, the hardcore information, it really wasn't there. You know, you can, I say this all the time, you can twist numbers and things to go in any direction you want. But I think what happened with Dr. Jones in that interview with the BBC was pretty revealing. And he made only what you could call some pretty shocking revelations, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We just published a special edition of the Cornwall Alliance newsletter today that goes into that. If people go to cornwallalliance.org, they can read a list of the things that he admitted or otherwise said in that interview, and they're really quite shocking.
And yet, when we say it's shocking, of all the things that he talked about, I mean, we know the push from the Al Gores, et cetera, Greenpeace, the Sierra Club, and all that other stuff. And we can even pick out individuals. But one of the things that he talked about is he admitted that he didn't think that the debate on climate change was completely over, but he didn't believe that most of it, what was it, the climate scientists think this, that they don't really believe what's being pushed out there. As I said, it's this. I think it's a big part of it is a big grab for dollars, and people don't know, and they start to listen, and they become alarmed and think, oh, my God, my grandchildren are not going to survive because the glaciers are going to come down and it's going to cover all of New York.
Yeah, you know, Al Gore has been claiming that the debate was over since before the debate began, frankly. And the fact is that the scientists, the real scientists in this, have continued debating this all along. And Phil Jones, the director, until he stepped down back in December because he's under investigation for scientific misconduct, Phil Jones admitted in this interview with the BBC that the debate on climate change is not over. And that he didn't believe that the vast majority of climate scientists thought that the debate was over. Gore, Barack Obama, Barbara Boxer, the chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, you know, they need to hear that. Greenpeace, World Wildlife Fund, Sierra Club, they need to hear that. You know, and that's not the only thing. I think perhaps just about the most significant thing is that Jones admitted that there was no statistically significant difference between the rates of warming from 1860 to 1880 and from 1910 to 1940 and the rate of warming from 1975 to 1998, though he and other believers in dangerous man-made global warming had for years said that the rate in the last period was unprecedented and therefore couldn't be natural but must be man-made. Essentially, he gave away the entire debate right there.
And that's exactly what I thought, which is why he came up on the radar, obviously, with the BBC interview, but that was the one nugget that you would take out of that, that he has done all that work for all those years, and he's saying that, hey, there isn't the statistics to back it up. So where do you go from there? And if you're the Al Gores, et cetera, you say that the guy's a wacko. You say that, well, you know, this is one guy, we can trot out 20 others. But I think that this has put a real dent in the whole global warming legislation. Do you?
Oh, absolutely, and especially because this is not just sort of one guy. This is the long-term director of the source for the surface temperature data that drove most of the work of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and of the various national climate study groups and things like that. I mean, this is absolutely devastating to the whole case for dangerous man-made global warming. Phil Jones was in control of all that data, or at least anyway should have been. He also acknowledged that he was pretty sloppy in keeping his data records, and that was the reason why he turned down so many requests for sharing of data and computer code that are routine among scientists, but that he treated with great contempt. And initially, most people thought that it was because he was afraid he was going to be refuted. Well, I think that probably was so. He actually had written to one person, you know, why should I share the data with you when your aim is just to prove me wrong? Well, that's what scientists do. But it's clear also, and he had acknowledged this in another interview with the BBC, that he simply was so sloppy with all the records that he didn't think he'd be able to find the stuff if he tried.
And then I think, and you pointed this out too, because I've looked up what you sent out. It was great the way you summarized everything about that BBC interview. And the three things that you pointed out that I didn't even think about was the questioning, and that there was one specific, because I listened to the interview, there's one thing that he did where he danced around, I mean, not even danced, he just flat out, as you said, dodged a question about asking one of his colleagues to delete emails that were relating to the IPCC's fourth assessment report. Tell everybody listening to America Tonight that just sounds like gobbledygook why that's significant.
Well, why that's significant is that Freedom of Information Act laws require the proper archiving of information, of data that you do in research that is funded by government grants. That's the case in the United Kingdom. It's the case in the United States. And Phil Jones, in an email to Michael Mann, who is the rather infamous creator of the famous or also infamous hockey stick graph that purported to show stable climate for 1,500 years and then sudden increase in temperature in the last 100 years or so, Jones asked Mann in an email to please delete all his emails related to a particular issue in the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and said, I've already done that myself, and I'm asking, and will you please ask so-and-so to do the same? I mean, that is an overt attempt to avoid Freedom of Information Act laws and to completely subvert the scientific process, because the whole heart of scientific process is that your work has to be replicable. Other scientists have to take the same data, the same computer code, the same formulae, and discover that, by golly, they give the same results you say that they did. And if you don't provide the raw data, if you don't provide the computer code, then replicability disappears and you don't have science anymore.
Yeah, it's, I mean, so interesting. I'll be curious to see where those that really push the whole agenda of global warming, where that goes. I think they will still try to discredit Dr. Phil Jones in any way they can and go from there. And ultimately,
but of course, that's a really dangerous thing for them to try to do, Kate, because they have worked very closely with him for 20 years.
Yeah.
He has been one of the key insiders on the whole thing. If they discredit him, they discredit themselves as well, which, frankly, has already been done by the thousands of emails that were leaked out of the University of East Anglia's Climate Research Unit. Those emails clearly demonstrated that these scientists, a group of perhaps a dozen and a half or so, at the very core of the IPCC, had fabricated data, fudged data, exaggerated data, cherry-picked data, destroyed data when it didn't look good to them, had intimidated dissenting scientists, had blackballed editors of journals that dared to publish the dissenting scientists, had completely corrupted the peer review process. I mean, the scientific misconduct here is enormous, and it's been called by quite a few people the greatest scandal, the greatest scientific scandal of our time.
Oh, we're going to end on that note. You're absolutely right. Greatest scientific scandal of our times. Once again, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much, Dr. Cal. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
Kate, thanks again. Take care and God bless.
Thank you. You too. So, you can see, as Dr. Cal says, Dr. Phil Jones, 20 years, the key insider, it's all falling apart at the seams. Global warming, do you believe in it in just a little bit or not? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 206-269-409-1776 today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It sounds kind of like a song that could be in a 80s James Bond movie. You know how they always commission somebody to do the James Bond tune, whatever it was, you know, to Russia with Love or Goldfinger or any of those? That was like sort of the signature deal. This one could kind of fit, I believe. We need to lighten the load. We need to laugh. It's all about laughing, right? Everything can't be so serious that we feel like, you know, our hair's on fire every single second during these four giant hours of America Tonight. So I happen to come across this in scouring the internet. You know, people get married in all kinds of strange places. They do it for different reasons, and it's very common to propose at a stadium. I think I mentioned this on the air. Maybe I didn't. There was a guy that was at Madison Square Garden a couple of nights ago, and he proposed to his girlfriend, and she got up and walked out, actually. And, of course, she's on the big Jumbotron, and New Yorkers weren't shy. They just booed the crap out of her, and she looked upset that he had done that. But that can be kind of a common thing to do. Some people like it. Some people think it's cheesy. People getting married on, you know, a minor league baseball fields and stuff. But this one just really takes the cake. Getting married at a White Castle. And I went to school in Ohio. White Castles were big. Let's just say if you tipped back too many, somehow you were making the trip to White Castle. And they have them in New Jersey, and they have them in the Midwest. They probably have them all over the place now. There's another thing called Crystal Burgers in the South that are very much like White Castles. But in this case, this was in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and a couple decided to get married at the White Castle. The guy's name is Matt McCullough and his bride. Listen to what he had to say about the idea of getting married at White Castle.
She just works here, and I said, you know, they'd do a little thing for us. I'm Matt.
Take thee, Jessica. I, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Take thee, Matt, as long as you both shall live.
Thank
you. And Matt, you may kiss your bride. Mr. and Mrs. Matthew McCullough.
That's kind of cute. Wasn't that cute? He said, well, she works here. And so they didn't have a lot of money. They were young, and the people around them decided to throw them the little wedding thing. So it had to be strange for people who pulled up. And, you know, this is radio, but picture, if you will, you're going to the White Castle just to get one of your gut bombs, a couple of your gut bombs, and there's a wedding being performed right there at the White Castle. And there's all kinds of, like I said, crazy places that people get married. I mean, I'll give you the personal example. I was married at a place called Marriage Island. It's not an island. It's where Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders went through the river in San Antonio. And San Antonio has that river where they have the boats on it and stuff. So it's just a little tiny piece of land sort of off to the side. And they call it Marriage Island, but it's not a bunch of weddings going on there. People will do it. And I got married there, and I thought it was pretty cool because people were coming from the east and from other places, and they had never been there. And then you do the thing where you go on the canal and just eat dinner on the boats. You have, like, little tiny, they're not really skiffs. I don't know how to describe it. They're small boats. They're long, and you got a table in the middle, and they fit probably like 30 on each boat, and then you just go down the river. And that was pretty unusual, I believe. Not unusual for the people of that area, but certainly unusual for somebody like me who grew up in the Northeast. Matt, you've seen, I'm sure, your share of weddings. In fact, you're like the wedding guy. You go to more weddings than anyone I know. What's the most unusual wedding that you've been to?
Oh, man.
Were they all just normal with churches and
yeah,
receptions?
Pretty normal. I'm trying to think of the weirdest one. I had a buddy get married in Hawaii. But I think the weirdest one I've been to in my life, though, is my cousin back in late 80s got married on a boat out off the coast of, where was it? It was in California somewhere. I don't remember exactly where it was. But, yeah, it was on a...
Catalina, maybe.
Something like that. Yes, I think
it was.
It's
outside of L.A.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go there, and it is a cool little island.
Yeah. See, I was younger back then, so I don't exactly remember all of it. But I remember they were getting married on a boat. And I just thought that was weird, but...
Yeah, but now that's nothing compared to some of the things that people do.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've heard stories about people getting married at the Mall of America. I don't even know where else.
There's just something about a mall. Oh, mall wedding. Although, like the Today Show, they do a big deal where couples write in and they pick a few engaged couples, and then the Today Show pays for everything.
Wow.
So, I mean, they pay for everything. And weddings typically cost so much you could put a house payment on a wedding. It's crazy. Who can afford this?
I had my friends, I think it was, when was it? Well, they got kids now, so it must have been at least 4 years ago. They won a contest for a $100,000 wedding.
And you're kidding.
It was ridiculous. It was on a mansion. They rented it, like, the people put it all on for them. It was in a rented mansion on Lake Minnetonka, which is, like, this gorgeous lake here in Minnesota. And it was, everything was just top billing, top catering, top everything. Like, it was the most ridiculous wedding I've ever seen in my life.
Boy, $100,000 wedding. That's incredible that they were picked. And I'm sure a lot of people entered that contest. That's a neat thing to have happen to you to win that.
Yeah, definitely. It was neat to be there. I'll tell you that much.
So it had to be like just, was it practically black tie or something? I mean, was it?
Yeah, it was very, very formal. And they just like everything, like the table settings, and they had ice sculptures. They had pretty much any wedding amenity you could think of was at this wedding.
Oh, wow. That's cool that they won that. But $100,000 could go a long way. Most weddings, they say, can cost between $20,000 and $40,000, which is insane. But now you multiply that 100. Of course, uber famous people can drop $1 million in no time, but I'm talking about mere mortals. And so the idea of that couple that we just played getting married in the White Castle kind of makes sense because people were trying to help them knowing they didn't have the money for the wedding, just to put the cake on and have it done and that whole thing. Yeah, although that's pretty tough to say you got married in a white castle.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want that legacy.
No, I don't think so either. That's
especially
tough.
You tell your kids, oh, where'd you guys get married? Oh, we got married at the Dub C. You know?
That's rough. I agree. That's rough. You could have just done that outdoors or in somebody's house in a backyard or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I had a friend. Her and her husband, they're doing fine now, but at the time, they're a young couple. They didn't have a lot of money. They got married in their backyard.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect wedding. It was perfectly fine.
Yeah. That's a thing that you could do. Somebody anyone has a decent-sized yard, and you could throw up a tent even if you had to. And there, really, you could keep the cost really low. You could even make your own cake if you had to.
And that way you don't have to fight for the spot to reserve it and all that.
That's right, which is so crazy. That when somebody says, the second somebody proposes, it's almost like takes the air out of the proposal. They're on the phone already trying to book the place because they really want to get married at that place. And then the wedding person at the country club or wherever it is, they'll go through and tell you what availability they have, and it could be a day you don't want.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably places that are booked right now through 2015.
Oh, that's
nutty.
It's
ridiculous how, depending on the spot and how popular it is, I mean, you have to have like a winter wedding or something just to get it available.
Yeah, that's so silly. Yeah, that's just crazy. That's when you have to punt and it's not meant to be and you need to think of something else versus changing dates around.
But sometimes the bride wants the specific spot and the bride always gets what she wants.
Sure, it depends on who the heavy, I call it a heavy plate. It depends on who the heavy plate is in the relationship. Or a lot of guys go along to get along and they don't want to, hey, this is their wedding day. If it's not a big deal and it's a bigger deal to her, you just accommodate.
I think when it comes to weddings, though, I think a lot of guys just concede.
I do, too.
Even if the guy's the stronger one in the relationship, when it comes down to the wedding day, it's kind of, okay, hands off. We're doing whatever she wants. Like, I had, my buddy who just got married recently, he's more of a hands-on type of person with everything he does, but when it came to this day, we were ripping on him, saying, oh, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Well, that's what Megan wants, and I'm not going to piss her off today.
So today is her day. The other time is my time. It's the man cave otherwise.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true, that most of the time in a wedding situation, the guy would go along, unless he's dead set on something that he wants.
Right. But I don't think you're going to find any guy who is fighting over the floral
flowers
bouquet
and stuff.
Or whatever, the arrangements and things like that. They're more about, okay, what kind of, you know, music
food.
Are we having and the food. And what kind of open bar. Or are
that's
we having the open bar?
That's it. It's the how much is it going to cost there, the food. That would be the main guy things and absolutely the music.
Right. Other than that, it's whatever. Whatever the bride wants, then you don't fight over that because it's ticky-tacky, and you don't really care anyways.
All right, anybody listening to us who's had a different experience, please send me that information at americatonight.net. But I think that's true. I think that most of the time the man concedes in the wedding arrangements, except for musically and whatever happens with the food. Hey, speaking of conceding, although he's not conceding, it's just that he says he wants a change of scenery. Kevin Eubanks is going to be leaving The Tonight Show, it looks like. He says he wanted a change, and Darius Rucker, member from Hootie and the Blowfish, he may be the replacement for Eubanks. He's been on he's been with Leno and on The Tonight Show since 1992. Breaking up can be oh so hard to do. Stay in the game. Finish Line coming up next.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shisandra,
ginger seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
All right, we're going to try to squeeze in a whole bunch into this segment. How's that? First of all, let me just make a big pronouncement here when it comes to birthdays on America Tonight. This is a pretty decent list. I'm going to say you will recognize at least 6 people on my list. 6 people on my birthday list. I looked really hard to try to get a good solid list together, and I think I did it this time around. So I'm guaranteeing if you hang in there, you're going to recognize a bunch of the names that we have for you. In the meantime, as I said, in an effort to squeeze in as much as we can, we like to do that this day in history thing. And we're going to go to this day in history because I'm not to be somebody who repeats myself like a parrot constantly, but I've really cut down the amount of times I say I can't believe that it is already this far along into the new year. But I have to say it again. I just don't know where the time goes. If somebody has a life that seems to go slow, good for you. Because that means that whatever it is, somehow you've managed to slow down mother time. But the rest of us have not. So already we are staring down the barrel of February 17th, and it is Wednesday. And that means there are a couple of interesting things that have happened on this day if we wind the clock back, including this, and this is so funny. In 1934, the first high school automobile driver's education course was introduced. You know where they introduced it? State College, Pennsylvania. Penn State. Uh-huh. Now, I grew up in New Jersey, and we used to make jokes about Pennsylvania drivers, so I don't know that was such a good place to learn. But it's interesting that the first course ever started was in 1934. How about this? And you still see him today, 1949, Dick Button. I just saw him recapping some figure skating the other day. He bested all competition in Paris to retain the world title of men's figure skating champ. He is that commentator, has been around for a very long time, does all the figure skating stuff, and he's doing it in the for the Olympics now on NBC. That's the guy that you see. He actually won in 49. How about this? 1958, former New York Giant football star Frank Gifford signed a 7-year contract with Warner Brothers in a film deal that didn't make him the movie star the studio expected, because he had super good looks back then. So he went into broadcasting instead. His first job was as a sportscaster for WCBS television in New York. He then moved on to WABC in New York, and then naturally moved into the play-by-play announcer role. He was on ABC's Monday Night Football for a very long time. He's married to Kathy Lee Gifford from longtime Regis and Kathy Lee morning television fame. Now she does Hoda and Kathy Lee, the show that's after the Today show. Ugh, not to knock her, but I can only watch like 2 seconds of that, and then I don't even watch that kind of TV, but I'm watch for 2 seconds, I'm done. 1962, the Beach Boys started making music. They had Surfin', that was their first hit, and still today, although it's some different faces, they're still around doing a bunch of concerts, maybe a little bit smaller venue, but they were so big in the 60s. Surfin' Safari, if you ever tune into some of those oldie stations, I think there's still some left, you know, when you're flipping around, you're bored. Because, of course, you wouldn't flip off of America Tonight, but during the day when you're driving around, then you know what I'm talking about. You'll always get a healthy dose of the Beach Boys. In 1965, comedian Joan Rivers made the first of many guest appearances on The Tonight Show. She later became Carson's permanent guest host until she signed a late-night deal with Fox TV. Johnny Carson cut her off then. He was upset that she did that, and he didn't ever allow her back on the show. So once she flopped on Fox, that was it, and he really liked Joan Rivers, in fact, naming her, as I just said, the permanent guest host, and that was it. And then other people started to appear in the role when he was off taking some rare vacations. In 1985, postage stamp prices were hiked to 22 cents for first-class mail in the U.S., and it seems like a lot of money, huh? Not quite. Now what are we up to, 45 cents? Oof. And the postage, the post office is just bleeding money, so who knows how much that'll ultimately go up to. And the part of the problem is nobody mails letters anymore. Everybody does the email thing. 1987, Don Mattingly won the highest award in the 13-year history of salary arbitration when a judge ruled that the New York Yankee first baseman deserved a salary of $1,975,000. Man, times have certainly changed. Hello, can you say A-Rod? Yeah. How about a little news you can abuse? That upside down, kind of crazy, what were they thinking? Or, man, that's really strange stuff. Let's jump to that, and I found a few interesting things. I was talking earlier about Fat Tuesday. Now it's into Wednesday. Everybody's trying to recover down in New Orleans in the Big Easy. Well, the dogs in the New Orleans Carnival pet parade included a pooch that hitched a ride 1,200 miles from Taos, New Mexico, to the city where his 26-year-old master had hitchhiked weeks earlier. This is the coolest story. Stephen Solis came to the city to visit and the music and all that sort of stuff, and he left his 6-year-old lab, Charlie, behind, and he went missing days after he left. So people were watching the dog for him. And how does this happen? They must be so smart. He somehow figured out where he was, and he went to New Orleans. How does that happen? How does the dog, I mean, there's just no way. How does this dog end up in New Orleans? I must be missing something here. It makes completely no sense to me. I get when a dog goes away and then comes back and it's been a year or somehow they're found through some odd circumstances, but I don't get how that happens, how the dog realized where to go. And this from Wisconsin, a man whose iPhone was stolen from his car used GPS to track it down. I love this story. Tiernan Payne left a $400 phone in his unlocked car, dummy, while at the Jehovah Witness ceremony in Oak Creek. The 28-year-old subscribes to MobileMe. It's a service that synchronizes information between the phone and home computer, and it also has the GPS in it. So because of that, he pinpointed where his phone was, saw a picture of the suspect's home. He took the stuff to the police. The next day, he and another church member who had his phone stolen that night had their phone back. The police chief said the suspect confessed to about six thefts from parked cars. Wow. See, that, what a way. The criminal had no idea. Just figured, oh, swipe me some good stuff. And lo and behold, GPS was attached to it. Mm. All right, time for those birthdays. Can we have some music?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, here we go with the names that you will recognize. How about Paris Hilton? Of course you know Paris Hilton. She's famous for doing nothing. She's Conrad Hilton's granddaughter, and she used to be on a show called The Simple Life, 29 years old. Jerry O'Connell, he's 36 years old. He's been in a slew of movies, including Jerry Maguire. How about Brian White? Country singer, songwriter, has won a slew of awards, 36 years old. Okay, if you don't know Brian White, how about Denise Richards? Oh, man, I don't know what's going on with her. She was in a movie that I actually liked, though, a long time ago. I think it's about a decade old, Wild Things. And she's been in a bunch of other movies. She does a reality show, which I probably couldn't watch 5 seconds of that either. 38 years old, Michael Jordan. Does he need an introduction? Doesn't everybody know who the former Chicago Bulls guard? Yeah, yeah. You know, Hall of Famer, you know who he is, 47 years old. Rene Russo, Lethal Weapon, Ransom, 56 years old. How about Jim Brown, NFL Hall of Famer, 74 years old. You know those names. Happy birthday if you're celebrating a birthday. Take a big bite out of that cake for all of us here on America Tonight.
Computer, execute complete shutdown of the holodeck.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're gonna do what?
Power down and disengage.
Time to go home now.
Going home too.
I'll be back.
It's been fun working with you.
I quit.
7 years of college down the drain.
Game over, man.
And now for something completely different.